7.3. Did you know there are 8 collision types? Head-on, sideswipes, rear-end, broadside, hit object, overturned, auto-pedestrian, other. 7.3.1. Typical collision factors. The following are some of the typical reasons that people get into collisions. Speeding, assume they have the right of way, improper turning, disobeying stop signals and signs, DWI, making unsafe lane changes, driving on the wrong side of the road, following too closely, pedestrian violations, unsafe starting and backing, improper passing, falling asleep behind the wheel, equipment failure, impeding traffic. 7.3.2. Contributions to collisions. Lighting conditions, mental state of the driver, physical condition of the driver, weather conditions, roadway conditions. No wonder why it feels like to get from one point to another is like a game plan for a football team. You have to plan ahead to reach your goal, and you have to be ready for the little emergencies that might trip you up. The term defensive driving is just common sense driving. It's a strategy for survival. It's important that you know the rules of the road, but simply knowing the rules doesn't make you a safe driver. To become a safe driver, you must practice defensive driving techniques. This means perfecting your powers of observation, your traffic safety attitudes, your courtesy to other drivers, your communication abilities, and overall driving skills. Collision prevention involves many factors. Here are some key points to become a successful defensive driver. Be extra cautious in dangerous driving locations, for example, intersections, broken traffic signals, bottlenecks. 7.3.3. Protect yourself. If a collision is imminent, avoid head-on collisions and multiple vehicle collisions and even sideswipe if possible. If a collision is unavoidable, you can try to lessen the severity with certain actions. Properly worn seatbelts and shoulder belts decrease the chance of injury in a collision. If there's adequate warning, you can try to brace yourself against the steering wheel, as this can help you from being thrown around within the vehicle. Releasing the brake during rear-end collisions can lessen the chance of severe back or neck injury as the vehicle rolls forward. A depressed brake will focus the entire collision force within the vehicle without any give. To help absorb the force of the collision, it is important to have the steering wheel turned in the direction you intend to travel in this situation. Turning the wheels into oncoming traffic may have tragic results if the vehicle is pushed forward. During a head-on collision, it is vital to protect the face, and the driver should make any move possible to lessen the chance of injury in an unavoidable crash. 7.3.4. Avoiding a rear-end collision. Even though you might practice good driving skills, others may not. Hopefully, you will be a more informed driver after these tips. 1. 3-second rule. Allow more space between you and the car ahead. Don't tailgate. Maintain at least a 3-second gap between you and the vehicle in front of you. And if you're on the highway or driving in bad conditions, increase that time to 3 to 5 seconds. Never use tailgating to express your anger or frustration. It's senseless, and it puts others at risk. If you're being tailgated, don't take it personally. Stay calm and change lanes to let the tailgater pass, or slow down slowly so as to encourage the tailgater to pass you. Measure your following distance in seconds. Pick any fixed object on the road, a telephone pole, a tree, and when the vehicle in front of you passes that object, start counting the seconds. Once you've reached the same point, stop counting. The count at which you stopped indicates your following distance in seconds. 2. Give notice. Let other drivers know what your plan is by signaling to turn or tapping your brake lights to stop. 3. Brakes. Use your brakes smoothly by applying gradual pressure. If you ride your brakes, other drivers behind you will also slow down and eventually may not pay attention to your actual intent. It is similar to the concept of the boy who cried wolf. When you really do stop, you may be rear-ended. 4. Keep pace. Keep up the pace with traffic around you, but do not go over the posted speed limit. 5. Check your rearview mirror. Check behind you constantly. Be aware of the proximity of the vehicle behind you. 6. Changing lanes. Before changing lanes, make sure the lane you are moving into is clear. Also, make sure your speed is sufficient enough so that pulling in front of another car does not cause that vehicle to brake to avoid hitting you. 7. Keep your foot on brake pedal. After stopping, continue to keep your foot pressed on the brake pedal to alert others that you are stopped. 8. Keep rear lights clean and in working order. Maintain the working order of your brake lights and keep them clean. 9. Adjust in advance. Always adjust headrests prior to driving to reduce the chance of whiplash in a rear-end collision. 7.3.5. Focus ahead. Focus the eyes 1 to 2 blocks ahead, 1/8 kilometer, to see upcoming hazards and traffic conditions. 7.3.6. Anticipate. Immediately recognize potential trouble signs as they appear. Be aware of hazards and take actions to avoid trouble in ample time. A signal should be given if a vehicle's maneuver is going to affect any other vehicle and should be given continuously during the last 100 feet or 5 seconds traveled before a turn or action. 7.3.7. Scan. Always scan the road and keep rapid eye movement, never focusing on just one point. Scanning the road ahead, particularly during freeway driving, will keep the driver aware and prepared for oncoming road hazards. 7.3.8. Using your common senses. By using all of your senses while driving, you become a more alert driver. Your eyes tell you what's happening on the road. You also rely on your other basic perceptual skills of touch to detect vibrations coming through the steering wheel. This allows you to feel road conditions or problems that can occur with your car's tires. Your sense of smell can alert you to problems with fluids and exhaust from your car. Your sense of hearing alerts you to warnings such as horns, sirens, or unusual noises coming from your car's engine. The point is, just because you can't see something doesn't mean something dangerous isn't happening around you. These are just a couple of examples of how perceptual skills are applied in different situations, but they're called for every time you get behind the wheel. All your senses are used while driving, which allows your brain to process information so you can make safe driving decisions. You use these senses constantly and never give them any thought, but while driving, paying attention to them can make a real difference. By paying attention to your other basic perceptual skills, you're better able to assess the dangers around you and make appropriate, safe driving decisions.